Daf is a daf chav base. Let's take it from the top of the Mishnah. There, the Mishnah now says that Avu Beno Shiros Chodesh. Let's say a father and son see the new moon. Yelchu, they should go to the Bezdin. Lo shemit starf and zem, not because they can mitstarf with each other, because they're kroven from each other. They can't be aidis together. Elishim yifasel echam hem. If one of them becomes possible, so the din would be the yitstarf hasheni, so the other one could be mitstarf from acher. So this way, at least you have the availability of either the father or son connecting with the third aid that might be there. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Avu Ubuno, v'chol ha-krovim, k'sherim le'edus ha-chodesh. He argues and said that, no, when it comes to Eidus HaChodesh, you're allowed to have Krovim serve as the Eidim together. It's a very different din than the regular Eidus we have. Comes along now, I remember Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that Maisa B'Tuvia HaRofi, one time, a Tuvia who was a doctor, Shiras HaChodesh B'Yushalayim, he saw the new moon Yushalayim, who, Uvno V'Avdo Meshuchar, he, his son, and it's Eved Meshuchar, and Eved Meshuchar is a person, if it wasn't Eved Kanani, he was freed, and now he's a full-blown Jew. The kibla kohanim osoves beno upasel as avdo. So when the kohanim initially had accepted the edus, they accepted the father and the son as edim, even though they're krovim, they're acceptable for edus achodesh. However, uchshebo lufnei bezdin, when bezdin was makabel the edus, kibla osoves avdo upasel as beno. They actually accepted not the father and the son, but instead they accepted the rofe tuvia and the Eved Meshuchar. So there seems to be machlokas, two things here. One is whether you could accept Krovim as Eidus. Number two is whether you could accept an Eved Meshuchar or not. Because although an Eved Meshuchar is a full-blown Jew, in the end, some of Farshim say that you can't accept him to be an Eid because he doesn't have the proper Yichas. You couldn't accept him because he did not have the proper Yichas. That's according to some opinions. Others say the reason why they pass on the Eidus because of the Eved is because there are two ways a person can become an Eved Meshuchar. One way is if an Eved Kanani loses his tooth or loses a limb, he actually goes free. That does not actually turn him into a full-flown Jew. That's the Eved Kanani we're describing here. He became an Eved Meshuchar because he lost a tooth or something like that. But if he was Eved Meshuchar because the Rav gave him a Get Shichar, then he actually would be a full-flown Jew, and he would full-blown Jew rather, and we would accept him even as an aid for Eidus Chodesh. So now the Gemara says, Amr Levi, my time with the Rabbi Shimon. What was the reason Rabbi Shimon said you can accept both an Av and Beno? You can accept Krovim for Eidus HaChodesh. She says it's a pasuk. It says the Chsiv. It says in the pasuk, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe ve'Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor HaChodesh hazeh lachem." That this should be the Eidus HaChodesh is for you lachem. Eidus zu tiek sher bachem. It's going to be acceptable with the two of you, even the two of you together, even Moshe and Aaron, who are of course were Krovim. They could serve as Eidim together when it comes to Eidus HaChodesh. Rabbanan respond back and says, no, Eidus zu te mesura lachem. Not to say that you could be Eidim together. Rather, the Eidus should be observed. It should be accepted by people like you, a Bezdin, Adam Chashuvim, like you. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says four lines from the top here. Te mesura lachem l'chashuve hador ani moser. I'm passing over those who can be makabel the Eidus, those who are the gedolei hador, like you, Moshe and Aaron, shekabel ha'edus v'katru ha'chodesh, v'lo l'hachshir krovim ba, not to say that you could accept krovim as Eidus. So this machlok between Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon depends how to interpret this pasuk in Parshas Bo, whether krovim are acceptable for Eidus ha'chodesh or not acceptable for Eidus ha'chodesh. Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah, Amar b'yosi ma'isa b'tuvi ha'rofim. Amr of Chanan Barava Lahilchasak Rabbi Shimon, passing like Rabbi Shimon, who says Krovim are acceptable for Eidus HaChodesh. So Amr Le Rav Huna, Le Rav Chanan Barava, Rabbi Yossi, Umaisa, Vat Amr's Hilchasak Rabbi Shimon. How could that be? We have Rabbi Yossi, who oftentimes we say, Nemuko Imo. That's where the word name Nemuka Yossi comes from. The Gemara says, Nemuka Imo, that Rabbi Yossi knew the depth of every halacha. And he quoted a Maisa. Whenever there's a Maisa in the Mishnah, that tells us the halacha is acceptable. And that Maisa was that we don't accept the Eved, rather we don't accept the Av and Beno. In other words, Krovim are apostles. How could you say we paskin like Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Yossi and the Maisa? So the Gemara says that Amar Lo, V'haz Zimnan Saginin, weren't there many times, Amris Kame Dirava, Hilchasak Rabbi Shimon, V'lo Amar Li, V'lo Midi? Weren't there many times where we did paskin like Rabbi Shimon and this very halacha and you didn't say anything to me? So Amar Lo, Heichet Tanisa. So how do you learn the Mishnah? I'm like, Ibcha, I learned otherwise. In other words, I had another girsa. The Rabbi Shimon was Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi was Rabbi Shimon. In other words, Rabbi Shimon said that Krovim are puzzle, and he brought the mice to prove that Krovim are puzzle. So he says, that's why, I'm So he says, because you had the opposite gear, so that's why I didn't say anything. In other words, the Maisa says that Krover Apostle, if you hold Rabbi Shimon holds also, that the Krover Apostle, if you say Hilchas at Krover Shimon, that's correct. But if you had the gears there, Rabbi Shimon said Krover Mar Kusher, then I would go against you if you were to say the Halacha is Krover Shimon. So Amar, so Gemara says, Amar Tavi Brei Demeri Mari Tavi, Amar Mar Ukva, Amar Shmuel, Hilchas Krover Shimon, passing like Rabbi Shimon, in the end of the day, which I believe, I'm not sure if it's according to which gears that is. Let's see how they say this. It goes, it's a whole long discussion which gears this is according to, but right here in the bottom, the Rambam writes that we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon based on the Rambam's understanding. We pass like Rabbi Yossi. In the end of the day, Rambam paskins that Psula Krovim are pasul le'edis hacholish. That's the bottom line. So now the Mishnah tells us. So Eluhein hapsum the following. But actually, before we go right to this, interesting Amir. The Amir asks the following question. We said in the Mishnah, if a father and son come together, although they're pasul, they could still be mitstarif to someone else to be an aid. The father could go to him or the son, but they can't go together. So asks the Miri, but wait a second. If the father and son come together, we have a klal. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Makos, the im nimse echad mehem karu apostle, the whole edus is batal. So edim of the father and son come together, but they're krovim. You've knocked them out. You can't accept them to be mitzarif with someone else. So Miri says, I think what seems to be the simple answer is that it's only true they knock each other out if they come to be the edus together, edim together. But the father and son did not come to be Adam together. Had they come to be Adam together, you're right, we would say, Nims Echamim Kar Apostle, we throw out the entire unit. But they came at the same time, but they came to be separate, independent Adam, and therefore we don't apply the din of Nims Echamim Kar Apostle, the Adis Betela, and we would accept the other one of them to be Messiah with someone else. So now the Mishnah tells us, now halfway down the Amud, Elu Hein Hapsum, the following are individuals who are Apostle for Adis Achodesh. So Hamsachik Bukuvia, person who gambles, which is a psul midirbana, it's not really gzela deraisa. Gzela deraisa is obvious. Of course, that's not going to be acceptable. But even a gzela midirbana, such as gambling, would be possible as well. Umalve ribis, Rashi explains that malve ribis are not considered gzela midiraisa. It's a separate isser of lending on ribis. That's not an isser gzela. They're possible as well. And then Mafricha Yonim, which is a type of gambling as well. This Machlokis is a gambling or someone who is able to somehow draw the doves to come closer to them. But let's call it like Masachik Bukuvi, Rashi says. Or Socha Shvius, people who make money off of Shvius. Rashi says this is an Issa Deraisa as well, but they're Pasul too. If you look at Rashi, Vesocha Shvius, people who sell Shvius fruits, Osin Schoro Beperos Shvius, they make money off of, they do a business with Paris grown during the Shemitah year. The Rachman Amar, Lo Achla, Velo Leschor. The Pasuk says you could only eat the fruit of Shemitah and Midarshan, but you can't make money. You can't sell the Shemitah fruits. Ulefi Shenechshadu Kol Elu, Lavur Al Das Machmas Mamun, because all of those listed in the Mishnah, we are concerned that they're going to violate an Isser in order to make money, whether it's gambling, whether it's lending a ribbis, whether it's Selchay Shvius, all these, there's a Chashad of Mamun. Therefore, Lios, they're Chashudim Lios, Me'idim Sheker, Ade Mamun Veshochad. We're concerned maybe they're lying about seeing the new moon because someone bribed them to do so. So anything having to do with money, they're completely disqualified. Then the Mishnah says, in addition to that, Avadim as well are Pasul, that's Rashi says, is Pasul Psul Midiraisa. If women are Pasul in Edis in general, so Kavachomer, Edim are Pasul as well. So these are a list of various Psulim related to Edis HaChodesh. So then the Mishnah says, Zach Klal, this is the rule, this is the principle. Kol Edis She'ein Ha'isha K'sherla, Afhein Ein K'sherla. Anything, any Edis, any testimony that women may not testify about, Avadim may not testify about either. And since women cannot testify about Edis HaChodesh, Memela, Avadim can't testify about them either. So Rad Gemara points out now, we can make the following diuk from this last Mishnah. Only that which Isha is puzzle, are Avadim puzzle. But Ha'isha K'sherla, if women are accepted, if we can accept the edus of women, we would accept the edus of it as well. What's an example of accepting the edus of an isha? Says Rashi, ha'isha k'sherela k'gon l'ha'id al misas adam l'ha'ses isha. If a person, we don't want women to be in aguna. So let's say only one aide saw that her husband died, we would accept that aide, even if that aide was an isha, we're making when it comes to an aguna. And so to another case is Val Sota Shinitmes Bistira Shlotishta. The normal din is if a husband warns his wife not to speak to so and so, and he speaks to so and so anyways, Bistira, the din is she has to drink the sota. But let's say one aide observed that she was metame in that makom stira, so we would accept that aid in order to prevent her from drinking. So these are two cases where we accept even an isha, aidus isha. Rashi says the aidus isha latira. Actually, that's the next one. So these are two examples where even a woman would be acceptable for aidus of that a husband died to allow the woman to get remarried, or about the case of the sota. So that those cases the avadim would be accepted as well. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Zos Ameris, this comes to tell us, Gzela de Devrem Ksherin le Edus Isha, that which is Gezel, only in Derabanan we can accept women's Edus, Rashi explains here, le Edus Isha, Latiril hi Nase, that we accept her to get married, Bedafka Gzela de Rabanan. So a person, in other words, one who is a Gazan Midivrayim, he's not a Gazan Midirais, but he's a Gazan only at Dirabana level, we would accept such an aid as well to testify that so-and-so's husband died to allow her to get remarried. Says Rashi Vidafka Gazan Didivrayim. About Gazan Diraisa, a person who's a Gazan on a Diraisa level, the Chatzav Lavor Befar Hezer, that he's willing to grab someone's money, steal someone's money and possessions in public, that we don't accept him to testify about a husband's death. Even though an Eved, Isha allowed the Psul Deraisa, we draw a line and don't let the Gazan Deraisa that much, we don't allow their Edis to be acceptable. So now the last mission the Perek tells us. Mishara es a Chodesh v'eino yachol lahalich. A person sees a Chodesh, he sees the new moon, but he can't walk to Sanhedrin, either because he's old or he's weak, he has an injury. So what's the din? Molichin aso ala chamer. You could place him on top of a donkey, even though there's an Isser Midirban of riding a donkey on Shabbos, you're allowed to, Vafilu Bemita, even if it means putting a bed, to have it dragged, to place on top of the Chamer, that's allowed. Vim Tzodilhem, if there's a need for protection, because Rashi explains Tzodah's Lashon of Orvin, there's some enemies along the way, so then the din would be, Lochim Beyadon Makelos, you could take some sticks and some weapons along with them too. If it's a very long distance from wherever this old man is to travel to Sanhedrin, lo kan biyadim mizonos, you could take food along the way. Shamahalch laila v'yom, the traveling a day and night, you could take all the food needed to feed him for that 24 hours. Mechal nasa Shabbos, you can mechal Shabbos as well in order to go to Sanhedrin. V'yotzin la'edis achodesh, and to go out to the edis achodesh. Shenemar says, Eilu mo'adei Hashem asher tirku osam b'mo'adim. These are the mo'adim even Michal Shabbos would be allowed in order to accomplish this. So if you look at the Rashi, rather Tosas writes here, last Tosas on the Perek, Michal is a Shabbos, Edim Shiroz a Chodesh, the Edim who've seen the Chodesh, the new moon, can be Michal Shabbos, whatever is needed in order to give their Edis to Sanhedrin. V'yafilu Edim ha-me'idim aleim, even if they're Edim, we're going to see in the very next Perek, the next Mishnah, that you have Edim, let's say Bezin doesn't recognize this guy Reuven. So how do they know to accept his Edis? Is that no nemanus? So you could accept other Edim could accompany Reuven, other people who Sanhedrin knows, and they could say, we know Reuven's a bar neman, you could trust him. So even those Edim who are not coming about the Edis HaChodesh, but they're coming to testify about his nemanus, says Tosos, afil Edim ha-me'idim aleihem, they're testifying about the nemanus of the Edim, b'she'ein bezdim akirin, Edei Chodesh of the Bezdim, were not to recognize the Edim, then mechal nasa Shabbos lahoyd alem. They also are allowed to mechal Shabbos to accompany the Edim on the Chodesh. So that ends the parak, Hajin alach, Arba Rosh Hashanah. Now the next parak, the second parak of the Rosh Hashanah begins as follows. Im ein makirin also, if Bezdin, Sanhedrin, does not recognize the Edim who saw the moon, Mishalchin imo echad lahaido, they would send along another person, or we'll see maybe another pair, another set of Edim, to testify about their Ne'manos. But Rishonim, because initially, hayu makalben Edis achodesh mikol adam. Initially, anybody who came, they showed up, Eid echad ne'man b'isurin, we trust any person, a person's a Yid, he's a firm guy, we trust him, we trust the kashers, we trust their Edis achodesh. That was initially, anyone who came, we trust their Edis, and they saw the new moon. However, Mishakilkulu habaitusim. The baitusim had started playing around and messing up the chodesh. Hiskinu shlo yu makablin elamna makirim. We made a takana, Sanhedrin made a takana, that we'd only accept people who we know, who we recognize. We recognize who they are, but anyone who was random, who was unfamiliar to the Sanhedrin, we would not accept them because baitusim, as we'll see in the Gemara, they would actually send people to make games and pretend it was the new moon, the new Rosh Chodesh, even though it wasn't the Rosh Chodesh. So they have to change things around. Only those who are makirin, the Sanhedrin, will we accept them. So my acher. So what does the mission mean that if you don't recognize the Edim, you would send an acher, another person with the Edim? My acher, chad means one person. One person testifies that I know Reuven and Shimon, they're good people, they're nemanim, and you should trust their Edis. The chad mi me'eman, you could trust just one aid. Says Rashi, l'achshir l'zeh, b'cheskas ne'eman, it's enough to just have one aid to testify about their ne'emanis. V'atani, the Brisa says, ma'isa shebahu, v'eid av imo l'hard alav. One time that he came, a certain aid came to Beis Din, and along with him came two Edom, Edov, two Edom came with him to establish that he had a chazaka of Nemanus. So Amar Papa, my acher, zug acher, when it means they sent another with him, it didn't mean another person, it meant another zug, another couple. Meaning you need two Edom to testify about the two Edom Nemanus. Hachnami Mistaver, it's also very logical to say this, because Dilo Temahach, if we don't say this, if it says, if you don't recognize him, what do you mean, oso? You don't recognize him. Ilema oso means chad, means one person. The chad mi me'eman. Do you trust one aid for aidis hachodesh? Mishpak sibbe. Not sure. You need two aidim for it. So not one aidim. So when it says oso in the beginning, that means a zug. Elamai oso zug. Hachanami, when it says acher, my acher, zug acher. So again, the way the Mishnah reads is, im ein makirin oso, if you don't recognize oso, it doesn't mean him, it means the unit, the zug, you don't recognize the couple, so you send a separate zug of aidim, an acher means an acher zug, to testify about their nemanis. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, v'chad lo meheman? You're telling me one person isn't trusted? Is that really true? You don't trust one person to establish one's chazaka? So says Gemara, v'hatan, the Braisa quotes a Maisa, Maisa b'Rebbe Nuhurai, shahalach eitzel ha'ed, l'hoid alav, Rebbe Nuhurai accompanied the aid who saw the new moon in order to testify about his nemanis. B'Shabbos, Rebbe Nuhurai traveled on Shabbos itself. B'Usha, this took place in the city of Usha. And Amri Rabbi Nuhurai, Sada Acharina Hava Bahade, Vahadal Chashule, Mishim Kvodo, Rabbi Nuhurai. The truth is, really there was another aid with him, but because of the covenant of Rabbi Nuhurai, they didn't acknowledge, they didn't mention the other aid, but Enechanami, there were two aidim, you need two aidim to establish a person's nemanis. Rav Ashi Amar, Rabbi Nuhurai, Sada Acharina Hava Busha, Vaza Rabbi Nuhurai, Litzrufe Bahade. No, there was already another person who was there. Rabbi Nuhurai just traveled on Shabbos to accompany, to meet that other aid in Usha to have the two aides. So they didn't travel together. That's why he only mentioned Rabbi Nuhurai. Ihachi, that's the case. Ma'i Lameimer, what's the Chiddushin? So what are you trying to tell us by this? So Ma'al Desema, Misveka Lomachal and Shabbosa. Rabbi Nuhurai wasn't sure that other aid was in Usha. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. So maybe because of a Safek, Kishumi Machal Shabbos, because maybe he shows up and there's no second aid to testify about the Ne'emanis, Kamash Vlan, when it comes to this din, even though it's a Safek, we would still encourage the one aid to travel to Usher, to the Sanhedrin, hoping that there'll be another aid testifying about the guy's Chazakah. So then the Gemara says, Ki Asa Ula, when Ula one time came back from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he says, Katshua the Yarchab, B'Marava, in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, they're Mekadesh Shecholesh. They said it's the new moon, the new month, the new moon. So Amar Rav Kana. Rav Kana says, Lo mi boy Ula the Gavir Rabahu the Mehman. Needless to say, of course we would trust Ula. When Ula says that they established the new month, of course we would trust Ula. He's a Gavir Rabah. He's a Gadol Hador. He was a Bar Neman. El Afilu Inish de Almanami Mehman. Even if just a regular person were to come and say that they're Ma'abur the Shana, we would trust him. Even though we don't know who the guy is, we would trust him. Why would we trust him? My time up. It's something that people will figure out the truth, no one's going to lie about. Meaning if he'll be exposed of a lying, nobody's going to lie about. So therefore, anyone who comes and says that in Eretz Yisrael, they're Ma'abed the Chodesh, we would trust him because even though maybe today we don't know if he's telling the truth, but by a week, in a week's time, we'll know whether he's being emistic or not emistic. And therefore, kol milsa d'avida l'agluy, anything that will expose him, lo mashakri be'inshit, people won't lie, and therefore we would trust him, and certainly then we would trust Ula as well. Tanya Namihachi. The Brayis says the same thing. That ba'echad b'sofa olam v'amer kitchu beznes achodesh. Neman, a random guy comes from across the world. We don't know who he is. He says they were ma'aber the chodesh in Bezin and Sanhedrin and Eretz Yisrael. We would trust him because again there's a davar called milsa David Lagluye. So now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah barishona. Initially, hayu makablin edus achodesh mikol adam. They'd accept edus achodesh from anyone because we trusted everyone. Ed echad neman b'isur. We trust anybody. But then Baitusim came along. So what happened to Baitusim? The Tanya Rabban, the Brayis says, "Ma kilkul kilkul habaytusim." What was the kilkul that they made? Pamachas one time, bikshu baytusim lahatos is chachamim. They wanted to trick the chachamim. We'll look into this in a second why they wanted to trick them. Just we'll wait on the end of the story here. And tzachu shnei bnei adam, they hired two people, bidal meosuzuz for 400 zuz, a nice amount of money. Echad mishalan, one of them was from ours. Vecham mishalan, one was from them. Shalahem, their people, they're one of the people. They're baytusim heyud eduso. Vyatza, he said, I saw the new moon, and he left. So they accepted that aid. Then, Mishalanu, the guy from our side, who was hired by the Baitusim, what happened with him when he came in to testify? Amrul, he says, lo, they said to him, Emor Ketad Raisa Halavana. So tell us, how do you see the moon? Let's see if you're telling the truth. So he said a very weird description. Amrulahem, Ola Haisi B'mala Adumim, I was in the place of Mala Adumim, the city of Mala Adumim. Raisa, I saw Shuravitz Bein Beislam, I saw the moon was crouching between two coins. Rosh Adoma La'egel, La'egel, the head was similar to a calf. Ozav Domim L'gdi had ears similar to a goat. Karnav Domus L'tzvi had horns similar to a deer. V'zanva Munachas L'ben Yerchosav, its tail was between its legs. V'tatzi Bo, when I looked at it, V'tatzi, and I kind of jumped back. V'nafalti L'achar, I fell backwards. V'mein atem ma'aminim, if you don't believe me, Harei Masayim Zuz, Tzurim Li B'sadini, I've got 200 Zuz in my pocket. So obviously he was telling them something that this didn't happen. He was hired. So Amr Lo, me his kiku l'kach, who did this to you? Who tried hiring you to give false testimony? Amalemi says, Shemati, I heard, Shabikshu, Baitusim, Lahato says, Chachamim. I heard that they were trying to play games with you guys, and they wanted to hire two Edim. So I said to myself, Amarti, Elech Ani, let me go, I'll be hired, Vod Yelahem, and I'll let you know, Shema Yavo, Bnei Adam, Sheinim, who got him, lest someone else who is not trustworthy will go ahead with this Sheker, via to us, Chachamim, and trick you guys. So I wanted to protect you and all of Klai Yisrael. Amulali said, Masayim Zuz Nesun Lecha, B'matana, keep the money they gave you. Why? Because really, if he didn't keep his end of the deal, he should really give the money back to the Baituzim. But they said, no, Hefker, Reisen Hefker, Reisen Hedren, you did the right thing, you get to keep the money, it's not about the money at all, you keep the money. But so Charcha, those who hired you, Yimatech Al Ha'amah, they should be held against the pillar and get lashes. And Ba'os Hashana, at that moment, at that time, his kinu shlo yumakav chelo yumakav ben ela minamakirim. They would only accept people who they recognize, otherwise they're concerned of the Baituzim. So why are the Baituzim trying to trick Chacham anyways? Why do they care so much about the Eidus HaChodesh? So look what Tosfos writes. Tosfos writes here, Lahatos. He says, Lahatos says, Chachamim. Shira Yom Shloshim Shel Adar, B'Shabbos. It was a year that the 30th day fell on Adar, on Shabbos, rather. The 30th day of Adar is on Shabbos. V'lo Nira HaChodesh Bismano. And it did not appear in its right time, which meant that day 31 on Sunday would be day 1 of Cheshvan, of Nisan, rather. Which would mean, if Alf Nisan is going to be Sunday, that means Monday would be Beis Nisan. That would mean the second day of Pesach would also be Monday. It also means Shavuos would be Monday as well. That's what would happen. Now, they didn't want that to be, because they liked when Sunday was Shavuos. They wanted Sunday Shavuos, because remember, it says, Mamarachas HaShabbos, the Pasuk says, and the Baitusim Darshan, that meant Shavuos is always on a Sunday, always after Shabbos. Even though it's not 49 days, it's always the day after Shabbos. And we Darshan know, Mamarachas HaShabbos, we count based on after Yontif. The day after Yontif is when we count, not even the Shabbos. Sometimes Yontif is called Shabbos. Machas Shabbos means the day after Pesach, Shabbos Pesach, that's when we count. So if Pesach Sunday, we start counting Monday. If Pesach's Monday, we start counting Tuesday. Depends, it goes, it's a scale. But they said, no, we always start counting after the Shabbos of Pesach, the Machas of Shabbos, which means Shavuos will always be on a Sunday. So they wanted to make everything change around. They wanted Rosh Chodesh Alf Nisan to be on Shabbos. This way, Beis Nisan would be on Sunday, and that means Shavuos would be on Sunday as well. That's what Rashi explains here. Ubaitusim misavin. They wanted very much, very badly, Shehe Yom Rishon Shel Pesach B'Shabbos. This way, Beis, second day of Pesach, is Sunday. Kidei Shete Hanafas HaOmer Be'echad B'Shabbos. And then V'Yatzeresh Shvius, rather, Shavuos, would be Be'echad B'Shabbos. L'fishe Dorshin Mimochad HaShabbos always means Shabbos Bereshus. And we argue that Shabbos means actually Yontif Pesach. That's when you begin counting. That's why they wanted to trick the Chachamim. Let's go back inside the Gemara. Let's just read this Mishnah. We'll stop at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Berishona initially, you masina masals, they used to lift up masals, which meant they used to have these little fires, little flames on top of the mountains. And mishikilkula kusim, when the kusim would begin playing games and light the fires on top of the mountaintops to trick people to say that the moon, they saw the moon and there was a new chodesh, so hiskinu shu shluchin yotzen. At that point, they couldn't rely on the fire. The fire was certainly much more efficient. You'd have to travel. You just go on the top of the mountain and you light a fire, and a person would see on that mountaintop, he'd light that fire, and you'd see. But once the kusim started playing games, you had to start sending shluchim out, which took, of course, a lot more time. So then, keted, in the times when they used to use these masals, how would it work? How would they light the fire? They bring these, sticks of a cedar tree, aruchin, very, very long, the konim, the ate shemen, the nurashapishin, the flax and olive branches, a whole different thing that's very flammable. And the karech, the mesicha, they tie it together. V'olal rosh hahar, they go to the top of a mountain. U'matzis ben sa'or, they light the fire. U'molichu mevi u'malamor, they go back, right, and left, forward, and up. They make, they wave the fire back and forth. Ad shu roes chaveru shu osa kein b'rosh hahar shein, until his friend on a nearby mountain would do the same thing. And then v'chein b'rosh hahar shlichi, and then the third mountain he would light up a fire. U'mayin hayu masin masels. From where would they do this? Mehar mishchel esartava, mishartava le grufina, grufina le chur chavrin, mechavrin le beis abaltin, beis abaltin, and all these different mountaintops, they'd light the flames. Lo zozu misham, they would not remove themselves from the mountaintops. Ela molecha mevi malamori, they'd move back and forth, left and right. Ad shu roa kol hagola lefan of kimadur eshin, until they see the whole horizon full of people standing on mountaintops with the fires. Rashi just explains here. Rashi says, "Molechu mevi malamori." Why would they do it? Move it up and down. What was the significance of that? The Tosas quotes the Yushalmi because mashma kadesh lo yitu lomar shukocha. Because if they just stood straight, still it might look like a fire, like a star. So in order that people shouldn't think it's a star, they move back and forth, up and down. This way it's moving. They see, oh, that's the fire that indicates it's the new month. So let's quickly recap what we did. We start off talking about the Mishnah, whether you accept Krovim as Eidim Machlokas, whether or not Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Yossi, the case of the Eved. At the end of the day, we paskin that a Karov is Pasul, Leidis HaChodesh. We had the base in the Pasuk of Yom HaShem HaMoshe V'Aaron. Does that mean we accept Eidim like them, Krovim are acceptable? Or no, we don't accept them as Krovim, but those are the ones who have to be Makabel, the Eidim, the Chashufei Ador, according to Rashi. And then we had the Mishnah spoke about the various psulim of Eidis HaChodesh, Masachet B'Kuvia, those who gamble, those who lend beribis, those who sell shvius, and anything that Isha is possible for, Eved is possible for as well. So they cannot testify for Eidis HaChodesh, but what a woman is acceptable for, you can accept an Eved for. And since women can be made about a husband who died, or about the case of Sota, we can accept an Eved as well for those cases. And Gazan Dirabanan is also acceptable for Eidis HaIsha, that a woman's husband died, but we don't accept a Gazan Midiraisa. And then in the end, we said that a person who can't make it on Shabbos because he can't walk, to give the Eidis HaChodesh, we would give him a donkey. We do whatever we need to do in order to make sure that he can make his way to Sanhedrin based on the positive. We have to get everything on time. The new Mishnah told us that initially we accepted Eidis HaChodesh from everyone, but Mishnah Kilkulu Abaduzim, we only accepted those we recognize. If we don't recognize them, we'd have to have them be accompanied by Eidim who could testify about their Ne'manus. And even to be Mechal Shabbos, we allow that as well. And not one person, we need two people to testify about their Ne'manus. And we had a mice that one time Rabbi Nirai went by himself, so we see only one aid is needed. And the wife said, no, you need two aidim, either because there was someone else there, but the kavod, Rabbi Nirai, we didn't mention the other guy, or there's another guy waiting for him, so he traveled by himself to meet that guy in Usha. Then we had the mice of Ula, we accepted him, we believed him, that he said that there's an Ibur Chodesh, and the wife says, not only Ula, but we would really accept any person to say that they're Ma'aber the Chodesh, because Kol Milso David Leguye, Lo Mashakri by Inche, so therefore everybody has an emanus to say that the new month was established. And then we had the mice of Baitusim, how they tricked everyone, they hired the two Eidim, and the one Eid who was on our side exposed them, and they got in trouble, they made a Takana, we don't accept anybody unless we're Makir them. Then finally the Mishnah about the using the fires to get the word out there, then the Kusim had ruined everything, so now we have to rely on Shluchim. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day.